Hare Krishna. Question: I want to serve Krishna through writing. How can I go about this? What should I write? How long should be the articles? Who will read these articles? And how do I enter the whole world of writing in Krishna's service? Answer: yes, writing is an extremely important service, and our tradition has had writers in every generation. Many of the previous acharyas have written illuminating and voluminous books, and they continue the legacy. So every generation needs writers, and I am serving as one of the editors for Back to God International as well as Back to God in India, and we constantly are on the lookout for new promising writers. And as compared to the number of preachers, teachers that we have, the number of writers that we have is much lesser. And especially with internet blogging becoming a huge way of outreach in today's world, the need for writers has become far, far greater than what it was maybe 2-3 decades ago. So writers are needed not just because it's our tradition to write. Writers are needed not just because Back to Godhead as a magazine needs good writers who can write well, but it also because in this particular time, blogging is a major way of outreach, and for that writers are absolutely needed. So how do we go about writing? Firstly, as we are devotees serving in the Krishna consciousness movement, when we take up some service, we should take the blessings of our senior devotees, our spiritual guides, and take up the service. So the blessings are not just in the form of some good wishes, but writing is also a time intensive service. And if we want to do quality writing, we need to spend time in writing, then revising, and then re-revising. And then it takes huge amount of time to finalize, to do good writing. A good sentence is no accident. And so it is going to take time. It is not something which we can just squeeze in between some other services. Yes, in the initial stages, that's what we may have to do. But if we are really interested in taking up writing as a service, we need to be able to allocate some significant amount of time for that on a regular basis. And that, of course, requires adjusting our schedules, which often will require our withdrawal from some other services, the adjustment of our role in those services. And that happens with the blessings of our seniors, of our spiritual guides and authorities. So their blessings are in the form of the good wishes as well as the practical adjustment necessary so that we can give quality time for writing. And then once we start writing, we will need some basic knowledge of English, some basic knowledge of grammar, how to construct a sentence, of punctuation. Of course, now with the computer having most word processors, such as Microsoft Word, have an inbuilt spell check. So we can correct the grammar and spelling there itself. There are other websites like Grammarly.com, ProWritingAid.com, which offer further checking of not just grammar and punctuation, but also writing style, so that we can improve our writing. But ultimately, there's no substitute to personal application. These can help us improve, but we have to improve. So basic grammatical and linguistic competence is fundamental for writing, and that of course can be acquired. It is not something which is a impossible skill to acquire, but we need to invest time if we want to make writing our important service. And then after that, regarding topics, what should we write for? And how long should the articles be? Usually, the forums for writing primarily for devotees fall in broad categories. We have Back to God in India and Back to God International, which has a chief editor and a panel of editors who together review whatever contributions are submitted, and then they give a cumulative feedback about whether the article is appropriate or what all improvements are needed. I have written an article about how the process of reviewing works in BTG in an article called Writing for Krishna. So there's a separate article called The Write Service, which describes why we should write. That is WRITE. We worship Krishna through our words. We can reflect deeply on the message. We can introspect. We can gain. We can educate others. We can share our message. So like that, there are various reasons why to write. But the important thing, we can actually tease therapy. We can actually treat ourselves, our anatta, that is from journaling and writing. But more important for this point is the Writing for Krishna, where the articles get reviewed. And that way, that review is the single most important thing for improving our writing. And the reviews have to come from those who are not just learned in philosophy, but who are also learned in the craft and the art of writing. The craft of writing means that there is mechanical skills such as grammar and sentence construction that is there, and art is the the way in which we can use figures of speech, we can use ornamental language for writing. I have given a talk on how writing in Krishna's service, which where I describe how literary ornaments, alankar, can be used in writing in English. So alankar are a prominent characteristic in our Acharya's writing. So the alankars, ornaments, are in Sanskrit. So we can also use alankars in English. They are called as literary devices or figures of speech. Now, so we need to learn first the craft, and the art will gradually grow with lots of practice. But for all this, we need feedback. So submitting articles to Back to Godhead is one of the easiest ways and the soundest ways to get expert feedback on our writings for our improvement. Along with that, we can also publish articles on isconnews.com, on dandavats.com. These are websites which may or may not publish our articles, depending on what the editors deem suitable. But usually they don't give much feedback. And nowadays, we can also have our own blogs, wherein we can write what we feel inspired to write. And over time, if we keep writing and if we keep writing well, we get a steady readership. My GitaDaily.com started as something which I felt inspired to do just for my own absorption and engagement. So I loved the Gita, I loved meditating on the verses of Gita, and I loved writing on those verses. So I started writing an article daily, and over time, many people have started reading those articles, and they share the articles on social media. So in writing, it is very rare that anybody will automatically get readership. Readership has to be earned through the consistency and the quality of the writing. And of course, sometimes if we get the opportunity to get published on some major forums, like say for devotees, some established websites like Dandavats or Back to Godhead magazines, or in some special cases, if some newspapers have some special spiritual columns and we get to write over there, then that can give us a big reach. And in the long run, if we have got good quality writings, we may even publish them as books. But that is a long way off for most devotees who are beginning writing. So one's own blog, Back to Godhead magazines, and ISKCON websites like ISKCON News or Dandavats. These are the main forums where devotees can publish their writings. Now, how long should the writing be? That depends on person to person. And so forum to forum. Usually Back to Godhead has the upper limit of 2500 articles. If you are writing on blogs, then depending on the kind of topic and the kind of forum which we are writing, the length will vary. The subject should be dealt with reasonably well. So my articles for Back to Godhead are 2500 words. My Gita Daily articles, I keep them at the most 300 to 350 words, because that they are meant for quick reading on a daily basis. So it will vary. There is no specific pattern that this is the length of the article. We just have to make sure that the article deals with the subject in a reasonably complete way. It can never be absolutely complete, but there should not be any major questions left hanging when a reader completes an article. Length can vary specifically depending on the issue we are discussing and depending on the depth in which we are discussing the issue. What topics to write on? In this regard, writing can be seen as like speaking. So, usually, if we are told to give classes, there may be a few standard ways. If you are told to give a Bhagavatam class, then we are basically given a starting point, a verse. So, like that, sometimes someone may tell us a topic. This is a topic which we want something written on. Can you write something on this? Then we can write that way. For example, my book Recession, Adversity or Opportunity, that His Holiness Gopal Krishna Maharaj told me to write it when the world was in the throes of a economic meltdown about a decade ago. So sometimes we may get suggestion, get some instructions from some senior devotees, and they may tell us to write, just as it may work for a class. So these are relatively rare occasions when we may get to write on some topics. But that is one way to start off. The other way is that we, through our hearing and reading, feel inspired to address some topic. Or we, so the, actually the for a one who wants to write seriously, the whole world is filled with ideas. And the whole world is a source of potential ideas for writing. So usually we may hear something in a class, we may read something in some book, and we may, it may trigger off a chain of thoughts. And then we note down those thoughts and write an article. So it's from personal inspiration that we may write. So there is instruction-driven writing, there is inspiration-driven writing, and there is study-driven writing. Study-driven writing means that we may study a particular subject. So for example, if we do a Bhakti Shastri course and we feel that we have studied the Bhagavad Gita reasonably well now, and we feel inspired to write something about the flow of the Bhagavad Gita or address some of the common misunderstandings about some of the well-known verses of the Gita, then we can do it that way also. So overall, we need to be able to understand the subject properly and present it intelligibly. So the topics we can get from various sources. The most important thing for developing as a writer is simply to write. We need to get comfortable with with putting our ideas in words on a book or on a computer. So if we just decide every day, I will write on a regular basis. I'll write 500 words every day. Whatever happens, then we that if you can't write five, usually if we write fast, 500 words we can write in 15 to 30 minutes. Then afterward, now this may not be very productive, but this is called as free writing. It is not productive in terms of quality, it is productive in terms of quantity. And later on, we can you edit what we have written and move onwards towards getting a final product from it. So whatever topic we feel inspired by, just start writing on it and have something out, and later on we can improve it. So will anyone read my writing or not if I spend so much time writing? Srila Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport that our purpose in writing is not that we become a famous writer. We write for our own purification. So first and foremost, we should focus on trying to straighten, trying to improve our own absorption and our expression. So if we do that, other things will follow. So I had asked Jayadvaita Maharaj, who is like my writing guru. He has inspired me enormously in writing. In the early stages of my spiritual life, he told me that I should focus on writing, and other devotees can do other services. So, such as counseling, managing, even preaching to some extent. Those are the services that others can do. He asked me to focus on the writing, and that has been a defining instruction for me. My spiritual master also blessed me in this service. But the important thing is that we need. So I asked him, what is the definition of success in the writing? So he replied, Jayadvaita Maharaj replied that Krishna is glorified. It is writing is a very intimate way in which we use our thoughts and our words to worship Krishna. Now, when a pujari does worship of Krishna, the pujari naturally desires that people come and take darshan of the deities. But the pujari is not doing the worship so that people will come and take darshan. At least the pujari should not be doing like that. The pujari should be doing the worship of the deities, dressing the deities, bathing the deities, so that the deities are served. He is doing it as a service to the deities. Similarly, we should see writing primarily as our way to worship Krishna. And yes, when we just as a pujari may glorify Krishna with flowers, a writer glorifies Krishna with words. And just as the pujari naturally desires that people should come and take darshan of Krishna, similarly, we also naturally desire that people read what we have written about Krishna. But that should not be our, how many people come and read, that should not be our primary motivation. Our primary motivation just to offer the best of our thoughts and our words to glorify Krishna and to make his message intelligible and accessible. And if we just keep doing this over time, we will find a niche for ourselves. We will realize, okay, this is the kind of writing I can do well. And this is the kind of writing which I find quite difficult. So sometimes we may be able to do, maybe good at experiential writing. We go to certain places, have some experiences, go for yatras, and then we write about those experiences. Or sometimes we may find that we are good at analytical writing. We take a subject and analyze it and explain it systematically. So we, what our specific genre of writing will be, that will be revealed in due course. But essentially, right now we can focus on just beginning the process of writing without worrying too much about the audiences. Of course, when I say we shouldn't worry about the audiences, that doesn't mean that we don't try to publish our writings in forums where they will get audiences. It just means that our primary purpose should be to glorify Krishna. And when we write, we should avoid insider terms, especially if we are writing for new people. So if we write in such a way that we are writing for some friend who is interested in Krishna consciousness but is not a devotee, then that writing can reach, can be understood by devotees, and it can be understood by new people also. If we write entirely using devotional terminology, then new people will find it difficult to understand, and that will limit the range of our, the reach and range of our writing. And in general, if we just keep writing regularly, making a habit to write something, and over time find some time to edit it and refine it, edit it based on our own understanding. So if we write an article in a creative flow, when we get inspiration, we write the article. Even when we don't get inspiration, as a regulation, we write something, and then we switch our mode from that of a writer to that of a reader. A writer is creative. A writer is an artist expressing oneself. But a reader can't get into the head of the writer. A reader can access only the words of the writer. So this is what I wanted to say, but is that what my words are saying? So when we shift our mode from the writer to a reader, then we can evaluate what we have written. And by that, we can edit and refine and improve that writing so that our thoughts are reflected in our words. And in that way, we can improve our writing by shifting between the modes of a writer and a reader. So when we are composing, we are in the mode of a writer. When we are revising, when we are reviewing, we are in the mode of a reader. And this is how we can take up the service of writing. And if we do it in the humble mode and we commit ourselves to it, by Krishna's and the Vaishnava's blessings, surely we'll be able to do valuable contribution through the medium of writing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.